Concord Talk. Aloha, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Concord Talk is a program people with Concord face talk about various topics. Thoughts, opinion we share may be different from you. I hope you enjoy hearing something new in this program. If we learn something new that may affect our thoughts, behaviors, and action in a better way, improving means we learn something new, and it must be a joyous moment. We may have different backgrounds, religions, thoughts, cultures, and that is good. Diversity is strengthening our community, just like biodiversity is essential for the earth. I am Koichi Konko from Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Edna. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hello. Good.
Thanks for tuning in again today.
Thank you. First, we want to extend our heartfelt prayer to all those affected by the Noto Peninsula earthquakes that struck on January 1st, 2024. Deeply saddened us to know that many people are still enduring hardships, living in fear of aftershocks, especially during this cold winter month. Also want to express our sincere condolence to the families and friends of those who tragically lost their lives in this disaster. Our thought with each and every one of you during this challenging time. I have a friend from the Konkoku Seminary who served as the headmaster of a Konko church in Wajima, and her church was destroyed in the earthquakes. Thankfully, she's okay and her family is okay, but her church was destroyed, so I think she got depressed, but I think the faith helped her and family, and hope that her congregation continue to have a faith and overcome this difficult time and rebuild the church.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear about your friend, your friend's church. That's very hard. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, the Consulate General of Japan in Honolulu is collecting donations for the Noto Hanto recovery efforts. So if you feel inclined to, please make donations. You can bring them to the consulate, and we have a couple of donation boxes in the lobby. So please.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you feel compelled to, please do share.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is scary. There's a nuclear plant right over there near the devastated area.
Scary. We don't need another Fukushima happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Hopefully everything's okay under control, but we don't know actually. We don't have too much information. What we can do is pray for them. And I think that's important. But today's topic is actually the 2024 New Year's resolutions. And today is actually January 31st, so I think still okay to talk about New Year's resolution 2024. And we say Shinnen no Hofu in Japanese. I remember when my school days, Kakizome. Have you heard of a Kakizome?
No.
Is that like a New Year's resolution card?
No, Kakizome is like a first calligraphy of the new year. And this assignment for us, so you have to write a Kakizome, and usually it's a kind of positive word, supposed to be positive words, or like a goal or a New Year's resolution for the year, but you don't want to write long, it's gotta be short. So that's popular in Japan. I kind of researched, and it's a long history, like over 1,000, but it's became popular since the Edo era. I think the people, like a farmer, not farmer, I'm not sure, but the regular people start to do the Kakizome. And it's like a set a tone for the year. So since we are in January, I thought it would be the good time to discuss our New Year's resolutions. I hope we can edit and publish this episode soon. It's impossible to edit in January, broadcast in January, but hopefully I can do as soon as possible. But I think it's important to share personal reflection on the year 2023 to talk about New Year's resolution for 2024. For me, basically I was healthy, my family's healthy. We're able to trip to the Kauai for a family vacation almost the first time
in
your life. And my wife and a son could visit Japan to see your family. And I could join the pilgrimage to attend the founder's 140th memorial anniversary in October. And also I was able to go to Japan and give Ohanashi the sermon at the Konkō Church of Yao. So the sensei paid for my flight. Actually, he had enough the miles purchased the flight to Japan. So I was able to give a sermon in Japanese almost, I think, first time in Japanese.
Wow.
And I was told I had to have like 40 minutes to hour sermon.
Wow, it's a long sermon.
It's long sermon. And it actually, I talk hour and a half. So it was too long.
Wow.
I feel bad for the congregation. His congregation, they have to be patient. But I was able to visit Japan twice last year, 2023. And I was able to use a credit from my previous purchase, 2020. Because the pandemic, the Hawaiian airline canceled my flight, so I got a credit and supposed to expire like 2 years, but I was able to extend to last year, so I was able to use it. So I paid like maybe $20 to go to Japan in October.
Wow,
but nice. Actually, I paid like $700 something in 2020, but I was able to use it. I feel like cheap because I pay only $20 this time. So that was a fortunate and that was a blessing. So that's basically we are healthy. That's the first thing. Easy to forget, yeah, the many things last year, but we should think about the blessing we have been received during last year to move forward in 2024. Do you have any reflections on the year 2023?
Before that, I would like to ask a question, though. Is that okay? So you mentioned about kakizome. Can you tell some examples of what kind of words are written in kakizome? I'm just curious.
I don't remember what I wrote, but there's a, like, if you go look up a kakizome, there's a popular,
like, be happy every day, or like what kind of words?
For elementary student, probably like two letters or four letters. Let me look up kakizome.
I just put in Google real quick and it just says like ikiru chikara or kibou no hikari toka.
The will to live and stuff.
Tomodachi toka.
Oh, just there's a New Year's. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The New Year's first dream.
Oh, yeah.
We say if you dream Fujisan, eggplants, and
hawk, right? Hawk.
Hawk. And that was a good fortune
for the
new first dream.
Did I have any dreams? Well, you know, I write a dream log. So when I have really vivid dreams, I have a dream log on my cell phone and I write it down what it was about. And my dreams, when they're vivid, they're really vivid, like HD quality, all in color. Yeah. But this year, I didn't have any Hatsuyume or like dreams in the first 3 days of the year. But when I look at my dream log, in 2022, on January 1st, I had a dream. A very scary dream, though. Yeah. A dream that a tsunami came to Hawaii. That was my dream.
When was that?
In 2022.
Oh, 2022.
Yeah. But anyways, thankfully that didn't come true. But yeah, I always have those that dream quite often.
Good, because even though we remember dreams, easy to forget if we don't write down. Only the
I was gonna say I don't remember most of my dreams.
Well, anyways, going back to the topic of a Koichi sensei to me. Well, every year for our church, I always pass out these cards, you know, New Year's intention cards. But it was New Year's resolution cards up until last year. But this year I decided to make it intention cards instead. So intentions are broader, centered on cultivating a mindset, attitude, or approach for the year. So my New Year's intentions card says to have a sound body, mind, and spirit, to incorporate more gratitude in my daily life, and try to practice kokoro kubari, or being more attentive in my life. And I signed it. So that's my intentions for this year. But anyway, for 2023, I think I had a really wonderful year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I do remember the first dream I had in 2020, and I didn't write it down in my dream log. Yeah, and it was vivid. So I did tell a couple friends and my parents that I hear a voice. It's not like a picture in my dream. It was a voice telling me that 2023 will be a yorokobi no toshi, a year of joy. A lot of happy things happening in 2023, and looking forward to it. And yeah, indeed, in 2023, lots of happy events happened for me. First one was the birth of my nephew. I'm really, really happy. My brother and they had a baby boy, and it's like there wasn't a baby in the family for like years. I mean, you know, we babysat church members' kids before, though. That was like almost 20 years ago. But Antoni, the birth of my nephew was really a joyful event for all of us. And watching him grow, his little steps of growth, you know, any signs of growth of his child is so exciting to see. So that was one thing. And for me, I was able to go to Japan twice last year. Once in the summertime, and we brought our two karate students. My husband has karate students that have been very dedicated. They've been coming every Saturday and Tuesday. And we took him to Japan for the very first time. We did a lot of fundraising, so they didn't have to pay. It was a fully funded trip
for
them. And fully sponsored. So they had a blast. And because they had a blast, we had a blast too.
Mm-hmm.
Then in October, we also attended the 140th memorial anniversary of the founder, and I went with my husband, and that was also a really short trip, but it was really fun. And arigatai, you know, I felt grateful that we were able to go to Gohonbu, actually twice last year. We also went to Gohonbu in June too, when we took the two karate students, and you know, they don't know konko, but I had them do otodoke to Konko-sama and tell them, just say whatever's on your mind, you know, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to say. And even one of them, she began to tear up, you know, I don't know why. I never asked either. But I guess Gohonbu is a very emotional place, a lot of spiritual energy. They both were able to do otodoke to Konko-sama. And it feels like after their trip to Japan, their lives have significantly improved. I think the amount of joy that they're experiencing now, I think, Antonia, is attributed to the Honbu pilgrimage, is what I think. So yeah, that was really a highlight, the Japan trip, taking those two karate students and attending the 140th anniversary and the birth of my nephew. Those three were definitely the biggest highlights of 2023. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to what 2024 holds.
Mm-hmm. I see. How about Amy?
Well, 2023, I would say was a year of huge ups and huge downs. June was Wailuku Church's 60th anniversary, actually 61st, because of the pandemic. We did it 1 year later.
Nice.
And we celebrated a lot, you know, a lot of everyone. It was nice to see everyone at that celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Come together and people we hadn't seen actually come to church for a while, especially at the Wailuku Church. The Nagasakos, the Finns, the a lot of the church member, old church members came together and were able to celebrate with us. And then, of course, tragically in August, the Lahaina fires affected a lot of those members that actually came to celebrate in June. So a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but I think it was, especially for Wailuku Church, a year to make us realize the amount of blessings that we have. It's kind of ironic that we would have that 60th anniversary celebration, well, 61st anniversary celebration, and then have such a huge, be reminded in such a huge way of why the church is there so soon after that. During the celebration, my mom, the head minister, Hisayo Sensei, she was saying that it was something, I don't remember her exact words, it was something about continuing the church hosoku nagaku. So we don't have a big congregation. We have a very small congregation, especially the ones that come regularly every Sunday, even smaller, basically our family. But she had made it her life mission to just continue what we have, continue the church, not, you know, I mean, it's not really Konko Kyowei to try to expand really big and all of that kind of stuff, but it's, you know, we have a small church in a small Wailuku town in Happy Valley, tucked away in a little corner, and just to continue that, continue our faith along the way, and have that continue, like, so, you know, that it's still there for 60 years. And then when that happened in August, when the fires happened in August, to be shown exactly why it's so important to have a church there. Because without that church there, then, you know, a lot of those families that we were able to take in wouldn't have anywhere to go. Yeah, and then the other church members, you know, very thankfully, we didn't lose anybody in those fires. So many people lost their lives.
100, yeah?
So many. Yeah, 100, what is it? 100, I don't know what the final count was, 100 something. And still, there's still a few unaccounted for. And then so many more people losing their homes. But thankfully, because the church was there, and through, you know, prayers from members all around, not just in Hawaii, not just in the mainland, not just in Japan, thankfully, because of those prayers and, you know, all the donations that you folks sent in and extended to the Wailuku Church and to our members that needed it, we were able to help in it's not a whole lot, but it helped for a little while, you know, and it's still helping. So I think 2023 was just a huge reminder of the massive amount of blessings that we are receiving. So easy for us to forget at times, but so I'm hoping 2024 will be better, even selfishly, even more blessings. I want even more blessings, but also in a giving us a chance to be able to say thank you, express our thanks for everything that we had received. Looking forward to the new year.
Thank you. Well, I was a single. We have the New Year's resolution form passed out to the members, and only a few come back. But I think I'm the one who started, so I kind of forced myself to write, think about the New Year's resolution. We have prayers of appreciation and request for the forgiveness in past year, and the prayers of a request and New Year's resolution for New Year. And even the short I tried to write, and I wrote every year when I was single, I like to find the right partner, wife, for many years. I don't know how many years, maybe 10 years, and finally I got married. So even though it takes time, sometimes it's, I think, important to continue to write New Year's resolution. That's a remind, because that's kind of not only just write the New Year's resolution, but you try your best for that. Try to be better person, and maybe better. Oh, also, daily prayer is important, I think. So just like a New Year's resolution, it's like a prayer, making prayer. So hopefully can fulfill the prayer. This year, I like 2024, I like to go to Japan again to attend the our parent church, Konko Church Amagi's 120 years anniversary. So hopefully we can attend that service. It's gonna be, will be held October 27, kana? Something like that. So hopefully we can form the pilgrimage to go to Japan, to go to Gohonbu and attend the 120th anniversary from Hawaii. So for that, we have to be healthy and have a good relationship with people, not only in the family, but the people around us. So we can be spiritually, mentally, physically healthy, well-being. So something like that, I wrote my New Year's resolution. And of course, world peace and human salvation. We have natural disasters, but it's the proof that the Earth is alive. So hopefully we don't have too much damage or victims. I found, you know, the New Year's greeting, 新年 の抱負 of Konko-sama and Konkoke Radio. And I think that's kind of Konko-sama's New Year's resolution, end of his greeting. It's like a 7 minutes, maybe 6-7 minutes. And the last portion I like to read. It was in Japanese, but I use a ChatGPT to translate in English. So let me read. Konko-sama said, "I hope to awaken to as many blessings and favors as possible and to never forget them, aspiring to serve in return for these graces. As beings allowed to live within the heaven and earth, it's crucial to cherish the concept of living together and saving each other. This especially holds true for those suffering from wars, hunger, poverty, and diseases. Regardless of nationality, race, language, or religion, we are all children of the divine, and it's our collective wish to overcome these differences. We aspire for a world where everyone lives and thrives together, bringing about true peace and prosperity. This commitment to mutual support and global harmony is a renewed hope that we hold dear." That's the ending part, and it's kind of a New Year's resolution, a prayer for him. So I think that's very important to know, to see. This was taken before the New Year, so he didn't know the earthquake in Noto. But it's kind of remind us that it's important to, you know, living together and saving each other as a human being.
So this is the current Six Konko-sama no
yes. word. Oh. So this year is 2024 New Year's greeting or 新年 の抱負, New Year's mini sermon. I don't know what to say. 新年 の挨拶.
Yeah. Like the fifth Konko-sama, no, the fourth Konko-sama used to always do this, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. And I have them all on YouTube, actually. If you search fourth Konko-sama sermons, then I think I uploaded like 15 videos of the fourth Konko-sama speaking. It's really good.
Does that mean the fifth Konko-sama didn't do that?
No, I don't think
so. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Maybe he's a shy.
Yeah, I only know the fourth Konko-sama, Reverend Kagamitaro Konko, did these really, it's only like 8-10 minutes long, but they're very, I love his talks, you know, eight videos, very short. Sorry, it's all in Japanese and there's no translation. Mm-hmm. You understand Japanese.
So, So was it not common practice for Konko-sama to give sermons then?
No, it wasn't common practice.
You need to go to see him in person and you receive teachings.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only way you would be able to receive teachings, is not because he's not giving sermons addressing the whole congregation.
Only the aisatsu for certain time.
Yeah, I've only heard greetings.
Interesting.
But not a full sermon, you know? And that would be nice if we hear, you know? Like how the Pope is free to talk.
Right. Yeah. I never really gave that much thought. I never realized that, yeah, actually I haven't really heard of Konko-sama giving a sermon. Like, yeah. Interesting.
I think a sermon is kind of difficult, yeah, because it's so to the mass, and each individual has a different problem or different ideas or different knowledge about Konko-kyo. So person to person, more good practice, I think, if you can do so. So probably only Konko-kyo, whoever go to Gohonbu headquarters, you don't need to make any appointment to see Konko-sama, spiritual leader. You can talk in person, and there's no limit. If you talk longer, as long as usually you don't talk too much if people waiting, there's a lineup sometimes, so but you can have a quality time with him, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it's up to you. Or maybe you can come back later if somebody waiting line up, you can just stop and they come back.
Well, yeah, Konko-kyo is true that it's so individualized. Yeah, there isn't one single remedy for 100 people. It's like everybody is very individual with their problems, so I think that's what's so unique.
So that's why it's not easy to give the like a strong statement for a certain incident or something, I guess.
Yeah, various issues throughout the world.
Interesting. I don't know why. It's kind of interesting to me that Konko-sama doesn't do sermons, but the individual churches, the sensei for the individual church, you know, I don't know what they're called, but not child churches, the individual local churches will have, each sensei does sermons. Who decided along the way that, you know, the lower, not, I don't know what they call it, that the individual senseis would do sermons but not Konko-sama? What is the difference?
Good question. Well, historically, the founder, Konko founder, never gave a sermon to the mass, only treating mediation.
Right.
And the first sermon done by Reverend Norio Sato, one of the disciples of the founder.
Yeah.
And he did at the, not founder, was it for the, I think there is a, the Nagaya next to the founder. Founder was, when founder's time, there's a small worship hall, the founder's resident. So it's very small, but he, Rabbi Norio did in Nagaya side, the east of Nagaya, long house, Higashi Nagaya, in the Konko founder's property. So that's the history. He, I think he was adopted the, like a Buddhist or other religions way, since he researched other religion, so that's somehow he adopted their way. So eventually that's a good method to propagate the Konko-kyo concept to the mass people. Or maybe they required, I like to listen that.
Right, so it was more of a necessity to spread the founder's teachings,
I guess,
to more people. Sato Norio sensei, is that the same sensei that founded Konko Gakuen?
First principal about the Konko Gakuen.
Konko Gakuen, for those listening that aren't aware, is the school that I actually taught English conversation at for 3 years, and that's also the school that Koichi sensei graduated from high school, right?
Junior high school and high school.
High school, yeah, junior high and high school. They're located in Konko town, and yeah, it's a private school, but it's not. They teach Konko Kyo teachings, but it's not a requirement to be a Konko Kyo member to be a student there.
The Konko Gakuen has a motto, right? And I like that motto. Hito wo taisetsu ni, jibun wo taisetsu ni, and mono wo taisetsu ni. What order was it?
Yeah, what order was it? Was it jibun wo taisetsu ni first?
Yeah,
is that the order? So, jibun wo taisetsu ni means to take care of yourself or be good to yourself. Mm-hmm. And second is hito wo taisetsu ni, be good to others. And the third one is mono wo taisetsu ni means be good to your things. Or all kind of
take care of things.
Take care of things, yeah. So I really like that motto, and yeah, I try to apply that in my daily life as well. Bye.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good basic teaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's very universal too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So go back to your New Year's resolution. Any specific or maybe prayer for 2024?
Prayer. That's really hard, you know. Because, you know, I want to pray for world peace, but the world is only getting more crazier, and crime is getting more rampant in Hawaii too. And, man. Well, at least try to be good within your own circle of friends, within your own family, at least. If everybody can do that, then I think there'll be a little bit more happy people around, because some people can't even treat their family right, their friends right, and yeah, even just regular strangers, just being nice to them. Yeah, I think that's a good practice.
But we have to think about the history too. If we look back many, many years, 100 years, 1,000 years, if compared, we're supposed to be happier. I mean, better life, I could say. Not better life, easier life. It's hard to say, but many people die because of the war, or because killed, or illnesses, and short life, and they couldn't have opportunities for many good things. Maybe some were slaver, or some were no freedom. So if you compare that, not too bad. Even the climate too, there's the small ice age, and something really cold for the hub farming. So that's why the many battles, wars happen in the world. So we can say easily, oh, the world getting worse. Could be, but if we stay in the negative energy, I don't think that's help us. So we have a prayer, we have a faith. So we can continue to pray for world peace, human salvation, just like Konko-sama always pray for that. And in the Konko-sama's prayer, his son left. Konko-sama did not actually give Ahorai prayers or the Shingyo Sutra when praying his later years. He repeatedly apologized for people's offenses in reverence and prayed for everything, including the government and the health of his believers. So that's his later years. He was an ordinary farmer and prayed for interest in his family and the relative, probably the very first. And his prayer expand not only his family's community and eventually the world, including the government and the health of his believers. Also repeat apologize for people's offenses and irreverence. So that's interesting to me. In 1868, it's the first year of the Meiji, Konko-sama founder received word from Kami-sama, make and put up a banner saying, may there be peace throughout the world, prosperity in all countries, and safety for all people, and pray daily. So that's founder did follow this word. Also he said, just tell Konkou Daijin about your request, and then you can receive divine blessings. And you don't need to chant Owari prayers. Pray fuhaoli in your heart. Something like that. So prayer is supposed to be easy, but I think it's important to continue to pray from your heart. And also, the Reverend Norio Sato left requests made to Tenchi Kane no Kami through Toritsugi became the prayers of the founder, Kemi Konkou Daijin. This practice was established while he was living. So he prayed through Toritsugi mediation. Actually, he said Ikigami Konkou Daijin, Konkou Daijin. His name is Konkou Daijin, but he prayed, he used the word Konkou Daijin or Ikigami Konkou Daijin to pray. There's the follower Okida Kisaburo asked the founder about founder's prayer words. So one day Konkou-sama said, I asked the Kami-sama about what you had requested the other day. Kami told me to write the prayer words for you to the Okida Kisaburo. So he received the written prayers, and that's in Kyoten. And very first, Konkou-sama wrote, Konkou Daijin, Tenchi Kane no Kami, please deter unexpected disasters, robberies, fires, and other calamities. Please clear away any misfortune for those entering or leaving their unlucky year. So very first, he put Konkou Daijin. So I think very interesting. Konkou-sama, the founder, said Konkou Daijin. So it's through Toritsugi mediation, through Konkou Daijin. That's the first word of his prayer. I think that's kind of uniqueness of Konkou Kyo. Any words? I can't read the whole prayer words. It's in Kyoten, but it's about 13 sections.
Well, prayer is definitely good. I work in the hospital, and so there's a chapel on our unit, on our floor. But all this time, I've been working, this is my 14th year working on that unit, but I've never gone in to pray before. But I think just last year, around maybe November or December, I was like, this is like a church. It's a kyokai. Why don't I just go inside and pray for Kami-sama's guidance and protection and healing for all the patients in the hospital? And I've been, every time I go into work now, since last year, I've been going straight into the chapel and clapping my hands 4 times and reciting the Tenchi Kakitsuke and the Shinto Kusanji. And I've been, you know, praying for guidance. I've been praying for Kami-sama to be my hands, you know, to give the best care that I can. And I also pray that Kami-sama blesses everybody's hands, all the staff who works in the whole hospital, who works in this whole hospital organization, even nationwide, that the whole organization and all the patients that come into the ER, come into the hospital, can receive your blessings. And since doing that, it's like I feel energized spiritually. It's like I feel ready for the day. I feel it's going to be a great shift. And although it's crazy, very, very busy, lots of patients, but still, I believe I have like this bubble of Kami-sama's protection, and the day seems to go much more smoother than ever. And even my coworker's been noticing it. She's like, oh, Edna, why do you always clock out on time? How do you do that? You know? But I really feel that Kami-sama guides my day to go more smoothly. So that's been a new practice for me, and that I've been incorporating when I go to work. So yeah, prayer, I think, helps me out in my daily work. Not daily, I don't go to work every day. But yeah, when I go to work, I feel that Kami-sama does guide me.
When you pray to Kami-sama, whenever you are, it's like you pray, but you offering your prayer to Kami-sama. So I found the interesting story from the Ametsuchi from Gohonbu, and it's a Reverend Todd's story that he was so tired. He was full-time school teacher, but also he's responsible for the church Goyo missionary work. and he very valued the prayer time. He liked to pray every single request and pray for, I think, world peace and human salvation every night. But sometimes so tired, so feel so sorry that he's not doing right, not fulfilling what he's supposed to do. So he apologized and he wrote a letter to Konko-sama about his feeling, and to the fifth Konko-sama. And at the time, the fifth Konko-sama responded, and he, Reverend Heike Konko, the fifth Konko-sama, wrote to him. He said, he wrote, after you had left Gokinencho, the prayer knot, on your altar, Kami will do everything in place of you, so please be assured of that. So he's sorry that he cannot complete his prayer because he's tired. Sometimes he slept sometimes in the middle of the prayer or was so tired he couldn't pray. But he just, Konko-sama said that you have left Gokinencho on your altar. Kami-sama will do everything in place of you. So I think this applies to us. We pray to Kami-sama. Once you pray to Kami-sama, Kami-sama will do everything in place of you. Of course, we have to do our best, but that means we support us once we pray. But we need to pray every day, just like a greeting. We wake up in the morning, say good morning, you know, hello, or you know, something like that. It's important to continue to pray. Also, once we pray, we should be confident that the Kami-sama is working for us. So even though we play world peace, human salvations, and sometimes is this working? Our prayers working? Our prayer reached to Kami-sama, but I think Kami-sama working so hard for us too, listen to our prayers. But still, this, you know, we feel like a war or pandemic or disasters. But I think because of our prayers, I think a little bit better. That's my opinion.
Yeah. So in my own personal level, I am absolutely blessed and happy. Really, I have no request to Kami-sama, but to just continue to receive blessings that keep us healthy and happy. But the worldwide scale, like, oh, I wish there was more peace.
Mm-hmm.
Like all these wars happening, people just dying mercilessly, getting killed and stuff like that. Violence, hatred, all these kind of things. So yeah, global scale, I wish for those kind of blessings.
Yeah, there are many tragedies or problems we could avoid, actually. And as a human, we have a knowledge to avoid those tragedies like a war or hatred or discrimination. But somehow we continue to do so. So that's our problems. And we avoid even the disasters, natural disasters, earthquake or tsunami. The history tell us where tsunami strike.
Do you have anything planned for this year? Any trips?
Not yet. I don't know. Yeah, definitely want to take the trip, but don't know where yet and don't know when. Work's gonna be getting crazy, so
yeah, and there's gonna be that 23rd memorial for that Ihime Maru, yeah,
right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
that's,
you guys are
recent,
ready for that too.
People in our office,
yeah. And anybody gonna go to the there's gonna be a dinner at the Washington place, yeah?
Oh, probably. Like, there's, is it the Ihime governor?
Yeah, he's gonna come.
Or somebody? Yeah, it's coming, right? Yeah. So, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be like a service. Thankfully, I'm off.
Are you gonna be doing the service like you did that one year?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm not sure we're gonna be doing. Maybe the Buddhist people.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, New Year's resolutions. Every year I kind of think I'm gonna do a New Year's resolution. And I was just thinking about this, and I'm like, I don't think I ever kept a single New Year's resolution.
Yeah,
so, I'm like, I don't have a whole lot to say on this topic. other than I don't think I've ever really kept the New Year's resolution seriously.
Yeah, me too. I kind of write it, but yeah, then, you know, it's kind of like what I would want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like a mikabozu, when we call it in Japan.
You're right. Right. Yeah, like, same.
Yeah, you can, you know, do
mikabozu
your... Mikabozu. Yeah. You can go through with your resolution for like 3 days max, and then by the fourth day, you're like, kaput. You know, they're not following
you. Yeah. So I kind of liked how you changed yours to an intention.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it can still be like a reminder. I feel like it can be a reminder. Resolution for me, it's almost like setting yourself up for failure. It's so easy to say, that's just a New Year's resolution, and nobody keeps their New Year's resolutions.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, well, then I don't really seriously have to. But when you say intention,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's more of a chance of it continuing,
mm-hmm.
because it's your intention. You intend to continue it. It's almost like a daily reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Of what you would like to do when you say intention. I don't know. It's basically the same thing, but I'm sure the intent behind having a New Year's resolution is to have to do it every day. But yeah, or like calling it a prayer, you know.
Uh-huh.
When it's a prayer, you repeatedly pray,
mm-hmm.
and it can be the same prayer every day. I feel like there's a continuation. More chance of it continuing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's just if I'm hung up on just the word resolution or what it is, but mentally for me, a New Year's resolution is something I'm not going to keep.
Right? Yeah. That's why I kind of changed the word. Is there like a new habit that you started practicing?
No. Not with the new year.
Mm-hmm. But I think like recently or like from last
year. Yeah, like continuously, like I told myself I would Swiffer the hallway upstairs area. It just takes 10 minutes. So it went from when I first started, it was every day.
Mm-hmm.
It would take 10 minutes out of my day to Swiffer. And then it turned to once a week, maybe. And then now I haven't done it for a few months, probably, or a couple months, maybe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then like the distance gets shorter and shorter. Like, well, I'll just do this back hall area. It used to be the whole, you know how big the Honolulu church is. It is a lot of space. And I used to do it. I used to do it for, you know, mm-hmm. it was every day I was Swiffering. It only took 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even really do a really good, thorough cleaning, but it was, you know, I was doing it every day, so it was still clean.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, got shorter, got more days in between. And then, yeah, mikabozu no ii tokoro da yo.
No, it's hard. It's hard to begin a new habit.
Yeah.
Try to incorporate something.
It is. Yeah. I keep telling myself, I need to eat more vegetables,
mm-hmm.
less carbs, less starches. That kind of wanes, you know.
Right? Because there's so much good food.
It is. Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, food is hard.
It's hard. Yep.
But when you have like a stressful day, you're like, you know what? I'm just going to eat up all these cookies.
Yeah, exactly.
Drink up all these soda.
Yeah, chocolate's looking real good right now. I might be full from dinner, but I'm still going to eat that chocolate. Yeah, it's not. I'm not very good. I'm not very good at starting new habits or being consistent with things. Really bad at it. What about you?
Actually, so November last year, there was this news article out, and it was actually in the morning news too on TV, where they said this research company will give $1,000 if you are able to make your bed for 30 days straight. And it's like a lot of people, they'll choose certain, it's like, I don't know if it's random, but they'll choose who gets to be part of this research. And I'm like, wow, that's so exciting. $1,000 just for making your bed every day. And they say, of course, every day you have to write like a short journal of like your experience and of making your bed. But it's like, I can do that. And of course, I tried to sign up for that research project, but I didn't get chosen. But it's like, why don't I just start anyways, you know, start making my bed every morning, because, you know, I get so lazy, you know, wake up, you feel like, sleep some more, I'm so tired, and you don't feel like making your bed. It's just so cumbersome, you know? So it's like, only sometimes I make the bed, like once a month kind, and like the rest of it, the sheets are all face and stuff. But of course, when you come home and it's time for you to go to sleep, you see a messy bed, you don't feel like, it doesn't feel inviting, the bed, you know?
Right.
It feels like it's going to add to your tiredness already. But when I started to make my bed every single day, and I come home to a really nicely made bed, and when I lie down, I was like, I feel so peaceful. And, you know, it's more cleansing to the heart, I think. And it's only, you know, I timed myself, and I'm like, how long does it take to make my bed? And really, it's only 10 seconds.
It's so quick, though.
Yeah, it's just 10 seconds. And I was like, if it's only 10 seconds, why can't I do this every morning? Some mornings I feel like, it's so cumbersome, but you know, I want to try to make at least 1 month. And then 1 month passed, and I was able to make my bed every single day, and then it felt good. And then the second month, it wasn't even a chore anymore. It's like automatic. November.
I mean, I don't know if you remember Todd Sensei doing that 30-day. I think it was supposed to be 30-day prayer. Was it prayer?
Yeah,
it was
right?
Some exercise. And it was like the science behind it was, if you continue something for 30 days, then it becomes a habit kind of thing. But it's like, I was never able to complete that. I don't know. Now he knows. But I was never able to complete that. But the making the bed thing, that's so funny, because I do make, air quotes, make my bed every day. And when I say make my bed, I'm not doing the full on, like, putting out the, you know, spreading out the sheet nicely and then putting on the stone on top of that and flattening it out and fluffing up my pillows and all that. My making my bed, and I'm standing by this, like, this is my making my bed, is literally just taking my comforter and folding it. Folding it up and throwing it on my, because then it's like out of the way. I don't have a flat sheet. I don't use a flat sheet, but it's literally just taking up my comforter and folding it, and that's my making my bed. So I don't know if that's like cheating and telling myself, lying to myself when I made my bed. But to me, that's better than just leaving my comforter strewn about and just messy.
Fold it
and it's out of the way.
Or like a big jumbled up ball.
So I cheat and I say, I make my bed. So I guess that's something that I started. I started that like a couple years ago.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. And I do that every day. Yeah.
Oh. And another thing I added to that practice of making the bed is I say thank you to the bed. Thank you. Thank you, bed, comforter, bed, pillows, because without you, I cannot have a comfortable rest. Like, if I minus my pillows, I'm going to wake up with a really stiff and sore neck. If it's not for this pillow, I wouldn't have a restful sleep. So I say, thank you, pillow. Thank you, bed. I appreciate all you have done for me. It only takes 10 seconds. So, like, while I'm making the bed, I say, arigato, 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 arigato. Thank you.
I like that.
Konbanmo oseo narimasu. Konbanmo oseo narimasu means I look forward to resting comfortably in this bed again tonight. Because, and I'm really appreciative for my bed these days, because I remember a patient telling me, He's like, geez, I didn't know I'll be spending my night in this hospital bed tonight. Mm. It's true, because, you know, we expect to wake up that morning, go to work and head back home, and that night you sleep in your own bed, but you never know. You never know.
Right.
If we're going to be sleeping in that same bed tonight.
Right.
So, I guess just taking the comfort of my bed for granted, I just say thank you, and I hope I can sleep again here tonight.
That's really good. That's really good. I like that. I really like that. I should start incorporating that too. I've tried to, when I wake up first thing in the morning, because I mentioned it in the ohanashi that I did at Wahiwa Church, waking up and saying, having the first thing out of my mouth be, kyou mo inochi o itadaite arigatou gozaimasu, like saying thank you for giving me life again this morning. Mm-hmm. And I try to do that. And it's like not even saying it out loud, it's saying it in my head, but having that be the first line of of communication out there. I love that saying thank you. That's an extra little step that I'll try from tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Saying thank you.
Thank you. And it's because Yondai Kongo-sama, the fourth Kongo-sama, you know how I was talking about, he has all these YouTubes that I put. He always mentions konnichimade no onre, or to be thankful this day and every day and this moment. Like, who knows what's going to happen 1 minute into the future, but now, this present, this now, to be able to give thanks. And it's going to carry you to the next day and the next day and the next day in appreciation. So, yeah, I learned that from my parents, who always been quoting the fourth Kongo-sama's quote of giving thanks until this very day. And also when I wake up.
Oh no, go ahead.
Go ahead. So when I wake up, you know, we have that. Back then I had the habit of just picking up my phone right away and see what kind of message I have, what kind of email, what is today's news, how many likes I have on Facebook. And it's really stupid stuff. But instead of like grabbing my phone right away as soon as I wake up, I put my hands together instead and say, arigatou gozaimasu. Dōmo inochi wo itadake. Thank you for this life that I'm giving today. And then I do the gokiburi taiso. The gokiburi taiso, the cockroach exercise, where you put your hands and feet into the air and you just shake it up while you're still in the bed.
Oh my god.
You know, like a
dog? No.
You know how they always flip on their back?
Right.
Well, I just did this whole like gokiburi taiso. And then it just gets the blood circulating throughout my body. And then I wake and I feel good.
Nice. Yeah, no gokiburi taiso for me, but that maybe that'll be a air quote New Year's resolution for me. I'll try to do that. Well, it's the giving, saying thank you for the bed, and then before getting out of bed, I'll try to do that. I'm supposed to be doing these stretches because I get lower back pain and what is it called? Shoot, I forget the word it's called. I forget what it's called. It's this area like in the butt area that gets sore constantly.
Yeah.
Not sciatica, but it's like something else. But there's a stretch that I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm gonna try and do that every morning before I get out of bed. But yeah, like that. And it goes back to that mono taisetsuni, that teaching, that basic teaching that all Kongo Gakuen students know. Jibun wo taisetsuni, hito wo taisetsuni. Mono wo taisetsu ni. I can, and it's so easy to forget that stuff. Easy to forget that. Take things for granted.
And sometimes when I remember, when I wake up, of course I do, I put my hands together now and I say thank you, Kongo-sama. But I just kind of pat my whole entire body from head to my toe. And I say, good morning. Thank you so much. Thank you. Kyou mo osewa narimasu. You will be my body. You will be taking care of me today. So, yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
I love that. That's really good.
You think about it, our bodies work so hard for us.
That's true.
Hearts beat 100,000 times a day. And it's like, wow. I don't even say thank you to it every single day, you know? And I shouldn't be. Yeah, it's the very thing that's keeping us alive and all the other organs and cells in our bodies. So, yes, a little thank you. Sometimes we push our bodies to the limit a little too much, and we hurt ourselves.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Oh, is that a new water bottle?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, I mean,
or is that just a new case thingy?
I mean, I did have the same water bottle as you. Yeah, one time, was it?
Oh, like yeah, yeah. I still have it I somewhere, but it's. Not.
I got this one at Yodobashi Camera Japan.
I love it. That's cute.
The Zojirushi brand. I gotta wash the
couch.
It's kind of dirty.
No, I try. I'm trying this new.
What is that one?
Owala. Owala water bottle.
Uh huh.
It's. I like it because it's. I like this having it completely covered. Yeah, but so like you can chug it.
Double cap. See.
You can chug it, but there's also a place where you can. You there's a straw to it too.
Uh-huh.
So you can suck it, you can suck the water out as well. So like you can, you have the option of chugging it or sucking it, but then the whole thing is covered. So which is what I like
so,
about
the first lid. Wet. The first lid is a straw, then is that what it is?
So it's one, it's just one lid. This is the locker.
Oh,
it locks.
Oh, that's cool.
It locks it. Yeah.
Uh huh.
So it won't spill.
Yeah, yeah.
At all. But then and then there's a button to release the. To release the lid.
Oh, that's cool.
And then there's a hole. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, so that's a straw.
Hole. Yeah, so that's a straw. You can pop out of it like a straw, or you can chug it. Chug
so
the water.
If you use the straw version, you don't even have to put your bottle up then?
No, you don't have to tilt it.
So like from that's here, you can just suck it?
No, just...
Oh, how cool is that?
I love it.
Is that a Japanese brand?
I have no idea, actually. I don't think it's Japanese. Owala. They have them at like I got this one on Amazon, but then they have it at like Whole Foods and I'm seeing it everywhere now. They've kind of gone viral.
Oh wow!
Funky colors.
Have a Stanley cup. So Stanley cups are so big. And
that is ridiculous. But see, the thing with the Stanley is it's not covered. Like I don't like the straw is exposed the whole time, right?
Okay,
and
right.
It's like I don't like it because
I know
it's so unsanitary.
Big and
yeah, and then it's so expensive. So expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
So we cover quite a lot today's episode. And I've thoroughly enjoyed our discussion on New Year's resolution for 2024. And also we talk about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to wrap up. We hope you found today's conversation just as enjoyable and insightful. A huge thank you to everyone for joining us on this enlightening journey through today's topic. Your time and support mean the world to us, and we are truly grateful that you chose to spend it with us here on Concord Talk. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and YouTube to ensure you never miss an episode. And if you think our conversation today could inspire others, please do share it with your friend and family. We're always eager to hear from you, so if you have any comments, questions, or ideas for what you'd like us to talk about in future episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out via email at konkotalk@gmail.com, konkotalk@gmail.com. Until our paths cross again, take care of yourselves and stay curious. This is Koichi Konko, along with Amy and Edna. Thank you very much. Mata aimasho. Let's see me again. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Take care.